California has passed the strictest law in the country against plastic pollution. That means 2/3 of all plastic packaging has to be recyclable or compostable in a decade. And it is industry's job, not consumers, to hit these targets. Mike Regan is following this. He's senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, hi.
Hi, Scott.
All right, ambitious goals here. California is calling for all plastic packaging to be recyclable in 10 years and for 65% of it to actually be recycled. And the idea is that companies would bear the economic burden. Is it clear how?
Well, so what happens next, Scott, is the plastics industry will get together and form a group to sort of manage the oversight of how they will comply with this law. And there's a lot of different ways they can get to these goals, either by using other materials in packaging or things like, you know, if you think back to the old days when we used to buy milk in glass bottles and then the milkman would refill the bottle. You know, there's a lot of talk about, well, is that sort of solution feasible for, say, laundry detergent or shampoo and that sort of thing? And how would, you know, how could they go about to getting to that sort of situation? And the other thing it does, though, is the plastics industry will be required to pay about $500 million a year for 10 years, so $5 billion total, in an effort to clean up pollution caused by plastics. So shifting the burden away from the state and the municipalities and local groups to actually go out and clean up the rivers and oceans and everything, to actually having the industry pay for that. So those two things are the main highlights of this bill as far as trying to reduce the problem of plastic pollution in the environment.
Now, the state of California, as the cliche goes, is the laboratory of democracy. First in the country to pass rules on things like air pollution, auto efficiency, internet privacy, and now plastics. Any early sense that this could be a template for other states, perhaps, you know, by with plastic industry suppliers to California businesses?
I think definitely. I mean, this is a major shift in how the plastics industry will operate. And when you think of California, it's such a big market, 30-some million people, almost 40 million people, and not even to get into the influence of, say, Hollywood and Silicon Valley and that sort of thing. So it's a market that industry just can't ignore. So they're going to have to comply with these new restrictions. And likely what that means is they will, you know, be able to offer the same sort of products in other states and the same sort of, you know, new way to market goods. So other states, many other states obviously do look at what California is doing and tend to follow their lead. And this, with the industry having to get on board on this, you know, this makes it easier for other states to kind of copy what California is doing to some degree, since the industry will already be moving in that direction in order to maintain this enormous, important market that they're in.
And a couple seconds, we know this plastic issue is a planetary issue. Does it make sense to target the industry that has scale?
Well, in California, they've been struggling with how to deal with this issue for a long time. And this is the way they figured out, finally, after years of negotiation, this is the approach they want to take. So we'll have to see how effective it is. But it certainly seems like it's a big step.
All right. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Thank you.